Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today, we're jumping into a topic every golfer thinks about. Swing speed.
We are.
Yeah.
But it's not just about, hitting the ball as hard as you can.
No, not at all. It's about control. It's hitting it right so the ball actually goes where you want it to.
Exactly. Hitting it far into the trees doesn't really help your score.
So for this, we're doing a deep dive into some great tips we found on Golf Day Buddy.
Right. And our whole mission today is really simple. We want to help you bring that score down.
And have more fun playing.
Yes. More fun, less frustration. And we're going to do that by looking at some lessons from pros and courses over in South Africa.
Sounds great. So where do we start? The first tip from Golf Day Buddy is maybe one people don't love to do.
It is. You have to watch a video of your own swing.
Oof. The truth camera.
Yeah, the truth camera. It's actually a huge thing in places like Gauteng. Golfers there are always filming themselves.
Why, though? What are they looking for?
Well, it's the best way to see your mistakes. You might feel like you're doing one thing, but the video shows something completely different.
I see. So you can't argue with the video?
You can't. Once you see it, you can actually start to fix it.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's move on to something you can feel. Your hands, how you hold the club.
The grip, yes. And this is where the advice from Golf Day Buddy gets really specific to the location. They talk about the Highveld.
And the ground there is hard.
Very hard.
So what does that mean for my swing?
It means you have to be extra careful. If you accidentally hit that hard ground, the club can just, twist right in your hands.
Oh, yeah. That sounds painful and like a bad shot.
Both. So good firm grip is key. It gives you that control so the club stays put, even on tough ground.
All right, now for a big topic. Strength and the wind. We have to talk about the legendary Ernie Els.
Of course. What a powerhouse.
Golf Day Buddy says he uses his core a lot, so...
His tummy muscles.
That's it, exactly. His tummy muscles, they point out he plays a lot in Cape Town. And Cape Town is famous for being windy.
Incredibly windy. So think of your body like a tree. If your core, your tummy is strong, you're stable. The wind can't just push you around.
Ah, so that stability lets you swing fast, but stay in control, even when it's blowing a gale.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
Strength gives you control over your speed.
Okay, but before we all start trying to swing like Ernie Els, we have to warm up.
Please, please warm up. Golf Day Buddy is really clear on this. It might be the most important tip of all.
What's a good way to do that?
Something simple, a few jumping jacks,
or
just swing your arms, without a club, get the blood flowing.
Right, because cold muscles can get hurt easily.
They really can. A good warm-up keeps you safe so you can play your best.
Okay, we're warmed up. Now what? Any practice games to help with this?
There are. They suggest a drill called slow to fast.
Slow to fast? How does that work?
You start with a really, really slow practice swing. Then the next one is a little faster and then a bit faster. It helps your body find a natural rhythm.
I like that. Anything else?
Yep. Try swinging while standing on one leg.
Seriously? Like a flamingo?
Exactly like a flamingo. If you can stay balanced on one leg while you swing, your balance is fantastic. And good balance means a better hit.
All right, one last thing. Our gear, the clubs. Does it matter where we play?
Oh, it matters a lot. Golf Day Buddy uses the example of the Karoo.
Which is a super dry part of the country.
Very dry air. And their advice is to use lighter clubs in a place like that.
Lighter clubs? Why?
They're just easier to swing faster in that thin, dry air. It's about matching your gear to the place you're playing.
So when you put all these tips from Golf Day Buddy together, what are the big takeaways for everyone listening?
Well, the benefits are clear. Your score will get lower. And you're just going to have more fun out there on the course.
And you'll feel more confident, which is maybe the best feeling in golf.
Definitely. And for anyone who wants to read more, they should check out the Golf Day Buddy website for all the details.
So before we wrap up, here's a final thought for you. We talked a lot about South Africa today, but think about your own home course. Is the ground hard or soft? Is it windy?
That's a great question. How does your local weather and your land change the way you should be playing?
Something to think about next time you're on the tee. Thanks for listening.